Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be very brief. I welcome the disarmament fellows to join us in Geneva. I think today's plenary session is a very good session or lesson for them. They have heard many delegates expressing their views on the working report, including the different understandings on the term of consensus. I think for them, this is really indeed a very, very graphic lesson. I do hope through attending this plenary, they will be left with a very deep impression to deepen their understanding of the work at the CD. For instance, at the end of the day, when we retire, the work at the CD will be continued by them, by these fellows. As for the paragraph 23 and the other annual report issues discussed today by us, I very much understand the views of certain colleagues that there are a couple of colleagues who have said that the wording in the paragraph 23 is the minimum. I understand their anxiety, their strong wishes to reach consensus on this report. I also listened carefully to the comments by my colleagues from Russia, Cuba, and other countries. I think at today's session, whatever views and comments or positions expressed today by colleagues, what is encouraging is that we are continuing to continue our discussion and our work with a very serious approach. By this, we can use the time left in this work for us to reach consensus on the report. As for this delegation is concerned, goes, we will try our best to avoid using terms like minimum. The reason for it is that what we need to work on in paragraph 23 are not some major issues, but an issue to how to express this facts, how to express these facts. I hope with our continued effort, we will find the wording that is can be widely accepted. I therefore support your initiative that after the comments by delegates during this session and via consultation or plenary or whatever other format to continue our work, we will actively support all your efforts. Thank you very much, Mr. President.